Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Boy, love this song.
Anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
There are two Alice's restaurants, Victoria, if you didn't know that. One on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. There's one in Malibu at the end of the pier, and there's one in near Tanglewood in western Massachusetts. I believe the Alice's restaurant, and I'm not sure that they're related, Frank. I never knew that, and I probably should do a little research, find out if it's the same person, the same Alice. But how many Alices can there be that run restaurants, right? And call them Alice's restaurant.
Wasn't that a show?
Yes. It was a movie. I thought that was a TV show. Woody Guthrie. No, I don't think so. I don't remember it being. Was it? Well, maybe it was. I don't know.
You think of Alice?
Alice, there was a show called Alice.
Oh.
Yes, there was a show called Alice.
Did she work at a restaurant? Wasn't she a waitress?
I think she did work at a restaurant. Yeah, I think, I'm trying to remember the lady who played her, Linda Lavin. Thank you very much, Phil. Phil's a font of knowledge.
Yeah.
So Phil's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen is here. The good news today and for the weekend, we'll be thankful because the Thanksgiving weekend is all about not just on Thanksgiving Day, but through the weekend. And maybe it's an exercise that we should be a little bit more connected to every day of our lives. You know, you think about what goes on. You think about how we do kind of bury the hatchet, hopefully, in families and with friends and stuff. If you're alone, you can still be grateful and thankful. Think about all the things you have. And maybe even be thankful that you are you. How about that? Think about who you are and what you do and who you love and, you know, think about the experiences you have in your life. Everybody's got something, no matter what their status, to be thankful for. At any rate, here's something to be thankful for. 6.5 million doses of the vaccine are going to be released within 24 hours of being cleared for usage, and that's going to be in the next couple of weeks. Representatives from Operation Warp Speed, Victoria, say that they've notified states and territories about the number of doses they'll get. They expect to be able to distribute 40 million doses before the end of the year. So that'll take care of all of the emergency workers, people that are working to serve and help people. The FDA expected to rule on the authorization by the 10th of December, which means that on the 11th, doctors and offices are going to get all of this. The 40 million doses will go out after the FDA says on December 10th it's okay to do it. Why the hell they have to wait till December 10th? Why don't they do it tomorrow? They got the vaccine.
Are they doing testing maybe on it?
What's there? They already said about Pfizer's stuff that was okay, didn't they? I mean, it didn't make any sense. Why are you waiting until December 10th? Send them out now.
Right.
They've got them. I don't know. I don't get that. Anyway, as I was saying, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very important part of this program and does not only stints here, but we have a weekend program and a podcast that he and I do together at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And he was telling me last night that he expects on the 10th or 11th to be able to get the first shot and his staff as well, and they'll be distributed. But the states decide, I didn't know that, or if I did know it, I don't remember it, that the states will tell people who's going to get what. But pretty much universally, it'll be all the people that are healthcare workers, and then it'll be by age, I think, as much as anything else. And vulnerability, is that the right word? I guess it is. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So there we go. Speaking of being vulnerable, that was interesting that the president pardoned Michael Flynn, and whether or not that sets well with people or not, this thing has been back and forth. I think that a lot of people who don't even like Trump have thought that Flynn got a raw deal, even though he's not, America's sunshine boy.
Well, he admitted twice to lying to the FBI, so.
But he was set
up. It was one lie, it was two times.
But it was the way they did it. They do this all the time. They can't get you for what they really think that you've done, because they couldn't with him, so they got him, they trumped up something and asked him questions, pardon the pun, And it happens way too much. The system, I mean, I am no fan of Flynn's. I don't think much of him one way or another. But, you know, the system itself, and I don't know how many others, whether, I mean, from now until when he gets out of office, I'm expecting there's going to be a lot of people that get pardoned, and they will be eyebrows raised. That's one thing that Biden cannot reverse. Once you get pardoned, that's it. See you later. Some of the other rules, regulations, some of the things that got changed over the past 4 years, they can change with executive orders, but they can't change this. Once you're pardoned, it's see you later, alligator. So now the question will be whether he pardons him, whether he pardons himself. That'll be an interesting thing to see. Bye-bye, everybody. I'm pardoned so I can vote, so I can run for president in 4 years from now, which is what a lot of people would like to have him do. So there it is. That's the story. That's as much of Washington as we need to talk about, frankly, I think. The the story from Washington where the headquarters of the National Rifle Association is there. It's got a lot of people buzzing, actually. How often have you heard me? I'm an NRA member, and I've talked about Wayne LaPierre for years, ever since I interviewed him once, and he called me a silly SOB. When I was asking him a question, what are you asking me those questions? Well, those are silly questions.
Wow.
Okay, pal. Yeah, right. Anyway, he is being charged, and so are five other officials, with getting quote unquote excessive benefits. I told you that it was always all about him and people. He was like a god to the people there. I thought to myself, what do you give a crap who runs it? Well, you know what it stands for. But anyway, the last couple of years, he's been reimbursed in hundreds of thousands of dollars in travel expenses. And,
well, this came from the IRS. This is the 2019 filing. And
yeah.
So,
for the NRA.
That's the NRA actually disclosed that they've had a lot of issues with the finance. And so apparently LaPierre had to pay back $300,000 from travel expenses between 2015 and 2019. It doesn't, you know, a lot of people do that. They'll pay it back like right before they make the filing. So they've had 4 years of basically coasting. And so who knows how much, you know, $300,000 may be not even nearly what he spent. So, but, you know, and this is, and I don't know, there's so many organizations, especially a friend of mine and I were talking yesterday about the different nonprofits that he's worked for.
Yeah.
And, oh man, it just, when you work for different nonprofits and you realize, and then I know the NRA is not a nonprofit, I'm separating that, but just
I think it is a nonprofit.
Organizations.
I think it is a 501c3.
Is
I don't
it?
Know that. I think it is. Let me ask. I'll find out. Go ahead. Keep going.
So we were talking about different nonprofits that he's worked for. He does events and planning and things like that. And he said it's pretty disappointing when you get into the inner workings of a lot of these quote-unquote nonprofits. And, you know, there was one in particular. I will not say the name, but I'll tell you off the air. And he said they had brought in – They do a lot of fundraising. They brought in $300 million, and $100 million of it was completely unaccounted for. So that's when he left. He's like, I no longer work with them. It just, you know, it's pretty awful. And a lot of major charities that, you know, you give your money to and you think it's going to the right place, and, you know, maybe a dollar out of every $100 goes to what you think it's going to.
Well, it'd rather be either
a lot of high-paid salaries,
Susan G. Komen. Susan G. Komen is an example of that. The Red Cross is an example of that. The NRA Foundation is a 501c3 charitable organization. Contributions are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. Mm-hmm. And that's what goes on at the NRA.
Surprising.
I was out looking at this. I've actually, Oliver North and I were friends. We used to work. He used to be on the same network that is the originating network of this program, Radio America. And he was the one who was taking shots at LaPierre, but apparently
he quit, didn't he?
Yeah, he did quit. But
he
apparently
quit in protest.
Yeah, right. In a moment, the number of absentee ballots in the Georgia runoff has been reported. Let's see if we can get to that number after these words here. Don't forget about the DJV download every single day. We have things that we think you should hear. So if you're not in the habit yet, you can get into the habit easily by going to djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. The latest one is a focus on what you have to have for Thanksgiving in terms of what you eat. We also discuss how chess has become a big deal, mostly because of COVID, and then Peloton, and if you can't get your bike, a lot of people are canceling their orders there. We once again underscore the evil nature of plastic, and that's not facetious. It is a part of our thinking, and I hope it's part of yours. All that at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal rate, voice and fees may apply, call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumer access, dial number 3030.
The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
All right, so here we go with these ballots. Remember, the special election in Georgia for the Senate runoffs is the 5th of January.
Yeah.
They're getting a number of absentee ballot requests. One would wonder, almost what, 760,000, 770,000 ballots have been requested. Why? Why don't you just go vote on Election Day is the question once again.
Well, it's, you know, more mail-in ballots. People don't want to stand online. They don't want to vote in person. They want to vote through the, you know, drop-off or through the mail.
So I'm still not sure I understand. Is the law that much different in Georgia? I still am not sure I understand why they're having two runoff. Why both of them?
Yes, you're correct. The law is differently. It is different there from most other states. Mm-hmm. If you do not have more than a 0.5% margin of win, then it's a forced runoff. So that both Senate seats.
So yes. They're close races no matter what. That's
exactly.
That's the takeaway. 21 right. After the hour, DJV time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we got a lot of weekend stuff going on here musically, looks like, Victoria. 23 and change at the hour. The focus today, at least here in this musical portion of this hour, is first of all on McCartney and The Weeknd and John Legend, and actually some more folks donating a collection of autographed or other unique memorabilia like microphones to the online music gear marketplace Reverb. Special charity sale launching the first of next month, next week. In fact, 16 microphones will be up for sale on the One Mic Reverb shop, with all the proceeds going to 10 youth music education programs that have been affected by COVID. Let's see here. There's a Shure SM58 mic, one of 300 made. I need to add, Bob, if you're listening, what model of Shure do I have? I know it's an SM something, or I think it's an SM5.
Well, this is a performance one that Paul McCartney used, so I doubt it would be your radio one.
Right. Well, the Shure SM microphone series, great, the best mics that you can get, as far as I am concerned. I wouldn't mind. I'm going to check this out, although it'll probably go for, what, $300,000?
I don't know, a lot, probably.
Crazy.
McCartney signed it, yeah.
Right. Also available, a Telefunken M80 mic. I feel right at home, man, looking at this stuff. I get lost on a lot of these, but I know these mics. A Telefunken's a good German mic. And then Legend's got a Shure SM7B microphone signed by The Weeknd. I think mine's an SM5B, if I'm remembering correctly. The Weeknd's got an SE electronic mic signed by Billie Eilish. And an electro voice microphone, that's a good mic too. Well, depending on the model. Autographed by Mavis Staples. Other artists who've signed mics for the sale are Haim, Bruno Mars, Kesha, Leon Bridges, Black Pumas, H-E-R, Her.
Her. It's just Her.
But why didn't she just put Her?
That's how she spells her name. It's just Her.
Dot, dot, blank, blank.
It's just Her.
Not just Her, I get it. Anyway, so there's a lot of these folks. Some of the 10 organizations that are going to get donations from the sale of the Guitars Over Guns thing. Let's see here. Old Town School of Folk Music, the Otis Redding Foundation, Save the Music Foundation, Women's Audio Mission get some of the money. And additionally, a portion of every sale on Reverb goes to Reverb Gibbs, which It helps get instruments to young people around the world. So good. So good.
That's needed, you know, with, right now especially.
Right. Yep, right. All right, while we're talking about the weekend, since the Grammy nominations have come out, I think it was last Tuesday, conversation among fans and critics and industry insiders has circled around one notable absence. That was The Weeknd was not on any list, right?
Totally shut out. Yep.
Yeah. Why do you
Very
suppose
bizarre.
That is? Why?
I don't know. He says he thinks that the Grammys are. He said he tweeted, quote,
racist.
The Grammys remain corrupt. No, yeah. He said the Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me, my fans, and the industry transparency. A lot of people feel the same way. I mean, he had one of the biggest albums of the year. After Hours was released in March. It was one of 2020's biggest successes. 1.8 billion streams to date. Blinding Lights, the song we're hearing right now, that was had 882 million streams. And then he's going to be performing at the Super Bowl. And he's opened up like three different award shows this year. He's having a banner year.
So the chair of the
couldn't understand why he was shut out.
Recording Academy, Harvey Mason said, quote, "We understand The Weeknd is disappointed. I was surprised. Can empathize with him. His music this year was excellent. His contributions to the community and broader world are worthy. Unfortunately, every year there are fewer nominations than the number of deserving artists." That sounds like a load of C-R-A-P-P.
I'm on the side of The Weeknd here for this one.
Yeah, that Something's sounds like this guy on. Is full of, you know what.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so that's and I'm not a fan of The Weeknd. I'm just saying these guys are all the same. They run these organizations full of themselves and the stuff my cows poop out. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds, birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down a new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you can bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time, everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'll more next time.
Have you heard? Even more Black Friday deals are dropping right now at Ulta Beauty. Now through Saturday, November 28th, get top deals like 50% off Tarte foundations and $10 mascaras from Urban Decay, KVD Vegan Beauty, and more. Plus, we've made shopping the way you want easier. So don't miss out. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
The Black Friday sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. The Trump administration plans to tighten sanctions on Tehran soon. The sanctions are based on military weapons, weapons of mass destruction, and human rights. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Elliot Abrams, cautioned against repeating President Barack Obama's mistakes in negotiating the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump left that deal unilaterally 2 years ago. The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump held his first press conference since the election. Let's listen in to some of the comments.
So bad in Georgia, they don't want to show us signatures. The reason they don't want to show us signatures is very simple. Because we will find thousands and thousands, a very close race, it's hair thin, but we'll find thousands and thousands of discrepancies, fraud, and why they aren't wanting to show those signatures is amazing. They're doing recounts, and even in the recount they found thousands of votes that were off. But now we want to look at the signatures, and you will find tens of thousands of false ballots, forged ballots. You'll see it all over. You're going to see a lot of it. And you go to Pennsylvania, you saw the meeting we had yesterday with Pennsylvania. You saw people come up, they went to vote, and they said, no, you can't vote. Somebody else already sent in a ballot and a woman. But this is happening tens of thousands of times. I think it was 600 and some odd thousand, 687,000 fraudulent votes cast in Pennsylvania.
Online learning seems to be failing our kids, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thanksgiving weekend is upon us. Happy Thanksgiving. Are you thankful and are you thinking about the things to be thankful? I was just thinking about my little dog, Daisy May. I'm so thankful that we found each other, because that's really what happens in these circumstances. After Charlotte died in 2015, it seems amazing. It's been almost 6 years since she died, because I can, it's like, you know, those memories like you have with your dog that passed last Christmas. You know, it's very painful, and yet you think about all the years. I had Charlotte for, between Brendan and me, she was around for 15 years. Bulldogs just don't look, they don't live that long. So there was a message there, and I go look at Daisy, who I found a couple of years ago. Actually, Donald, my pal and partner on the farm, found her down in Rhode Island after having the MSPCA, or the Rhode Island, the National SPCA apparently goes around. I didn't know this. Maybe you know this. I should talk to Warren Eckstein about it, because I didn't realize it was so organized. But the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals goes around looking for these places that abuse dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they found this big, it was like almost a huge puppy mill. And I remember, they told me it was Alabama or Arkansas, someplace down south. And in this one house, they got 40 dogs that were living in cages that had been put in there just to produce. And so Daisy had been in the cage for 2 years, couldn't walk when I got her. She'd had two litters, and, you know, that was somehow she survived. And so they brought her up to Rhode Island. What they do is they divvy up the responsibility. They may collect 100 dogs, and they send two to the state, the MSPCA in Massachusetts or Rhode Island or wherever it is, because pretty much every state has a Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. It's a great place to go to get a dog. Now, some people still want to go to breeders, and that's okay, but much better to go help the dog. Many of these dogs, this is Daisy, was a purebred, and I'm sure when she was a puppy, she cost thousands of dollars, because those dogs are expensive. And so, you know, all I did when I got her was pay the $200 relocation fee, and that was it. And when I first got her, I didn't know what I really had, because you don't really know what these days. She was so scared. You know, she threw up in the car a couple of times because she'd been moved around so much. Everything in her world was a mess. And then, you know, she realized that she was with somebody that would take care of her and love her, and so she's been fine. She's a love bug, for sure. But she sure knows, you know, when she knows where to get her meals. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a sweet little thing. And so I'm thankful, and you're thankful. You got two great companions there. Actually, you got three. You got your husband and two dogs.
Yes.
And who could ask for anything more?
I know.
Than that?
Very lucky.
Now, have you figured out how to say P-E-C-A-N correctly, please? This is the big pie of the weekend. I'd say pecan.
Oh, I say pecan. So we're split, just like America. Pies. Apparently, America is split on this, on how to pronounce it.
Yeah, is it P-E-A-C-A-N, like pecan, or pecan, which is the, is that the down south way of pronouncing pecan?
I don't know, regionally. I don't know which was the which is the winner. The Today Show was doing a big poll for nationally on how people say it.
Very
I say
important.
Pecan. I'm from I know well for their food section.
That's okay,
I'm from New Jersey, so I'm an East Coast girl. Maybe it's a coastal thing because I say pecan, but and you say pecan, but I don't know, is that a Massachusetts thing
you say
or is
potato,
that
potato and I say potato.
Do most
potato.
People that you know say it like pecan?
Pecan. Well, I usually say things differently than most people, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to think about what, I haven't made a study of it, actually, but now that we've brought it up, I think I will, because it's the most popular pie for Thanksgiving. You think apple pies? No, it's the American Pecan Council that says that
who
this
knew
that
is, was a thing, right?
Yeah,
who knew that there was an American?
Talking about 501c3s and organizations.
Council.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lobbying group for almost every interest. For that, we are sure, anyway.
I forget. So what
council,
was the stat? Who was winning?
Like well, here it is. Here's the story. The council launched a friendly debate, invited Americans to vote on which pronunciation was the best one. And so they had 361,000 ballots. Who thought they had the time to do this? And pecan came out victorious. Pecan earned 34% of the vote. 66%
so
of
minority.
Our
okay.
voted to call it pronounce
pecan.
It pecan.
Sounds, yeah, it sounds fancy.
Pecan.
I don't like pecan or pecan pie.
Don't you?
No, it's that
it's
like
very,
mushy
if you're making it right, it's very
kinda,
sugary. Yeah, molasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, stuff like that.
I mean, I know how much you love sugar, so it's probably like your favorite.
it is. I stick with blueberry pies pretty much, but it's hard for me to find one that comes in a gluten-free crust. So, you know, that makes it or breaks it for me.
Our Thanksgiving pie is gluten-free pumpkin pie from Wegmans.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They have Wegmans.
Yeah, they're very good at gluten-free
delicious.
Stuff. They got a great gluten-free pie. They're a very good store. They're only on the East Coast. I think they only go down as far as New Jersey, as a matter of fact. They're in New England, New York. They're a Rochester, New York outfit. It is a family run. They got about 130 stores. And it's really, they've done very well. It's very upscale.
The bakery is about as good as you can get. It's so good.
Right. Yep,
but their gluten-free crust is delicious.
Speaking of polls, the Kaiser Family Foundation has asked seniors about their lives. I thought this was interesting, the isolation. And it's important Thanksgiving weekend we think about people who don't have what we have, the ability to travel, the ability to share time with friends and loved ones, all of that sort of thing, which is important for this time of year. But the according to this poll, seniors say they feel okay. One in four seniors say that they're anxious or depressed. So that is three out of four say they're okay with the pandemic, but one out of four says, I'm not so sure. And one of the causes of this, and I go back to the my stepmother passed a few months ago, and it was she was 93, and she was frail. She'd gotten frail. I married my father in 1974, I think. And so they were together for 40 years. And my father was a tough customer. And she was kind of a tough customer too, but she was really good at taking care of him. And for that, I was very thankful. And I told her that many times. And so in her last year or two, she became frail. She was very much an athlete. She was very much in good shape, but you know, getting into the 90s and things started to break down. And I know that she spent time, especially the last 3 or 4 months when she just kind of gave up. Because nobody, when COVID started, they wouldn't let anybody in. And so she'd cry in her room. We know the stories about it. She lost a lot of weight because she didn't eat, because she didn't feel like she had any reason to stay living. I think a lot of people will feel that way. And they're not touching other human beings. There's nothing more important than being in touch. In some way, shape, or form, for whatever the reason, it's the most important part about human connection, being in touch. And we can do it today in FaceTime and that sort of thing, various magazines, but there's nothing that beats going into a room or a place and looking at somebody and smiling and having a little conversation. I think that most of us don't realize how important that is to people who don't have it. I guess like anything else, if you don't have it, and then you miss it, especially if you've known it. And she was a very social person, very, very social. Friends everywhere. And then none, zero, nobody. Her son, those of us on our side of the family, my sisters used to go see her all the time. Nope, can't come in, can't get in. Because we don't want them to get sick. Well, hello. They die of just being lonely. You know, you can die from that. And that's basically the result of the Kaiser Foundation's poll, that one out of four just don't feel like life is worth living anymore. One person said, I miss going to the table and sharing lewd jokes with my friends. You know, the old timers and the number of people that are older that have sex, you know, you go to some of these nursing homes, and it's really funny when you hear the stories about what goes on with whom. The women, there are more women than men, and the guys share women. It's like, hello.
I had a friend who volunteered at an old folks' home.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
She said the same thing. She was like, it's a boink fest.
Exactly. Right. They're all trying to, you know, get the last round in as much as anything else, I guess. So that's what they do. And so when you are isolated like that, and it seems to be I'm reading a story about a woman who has 6 great-grandchildren, and she has FaceTime with them. They make dinner together. So she has her dinner at the same time her family does, and so they share dinner time on FaceTime, which I thought was kind of an interesting, unique way of kind of an interesting twist on reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be there with them. But I had not seen that before. Really, I didn't know a lot of people did that.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I call when I'm talking to Miles and Megan. I often do it right at the end of dinner because I know what time they eat. And mm-hmm. Miles will always be talking about what he's having for dessert and whether he made it or not.
Oh, who's he get that from?
Yeah. Anyway, lots of things that are fun and fabulous about where we are and what we're doing here for this Thanksgiving Day weekend. Enjoy. 45 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. E-plus letter, license in all 50 states, and all consumeraccess.org, number 33.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
Stepping onto an ice-cold bathroom tile is a cruel way to wake up in the morning. It's no wonder so many of us invest in extra-thick slippers and giant bath mats. But have you considered investing in radiant floor heat for your bathroom? It'll keep your toes toasty and can be installed with far less trouble and expense than you might think. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon or redeem. Offer valid at participating stores at acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, so did you see Pat Sajak get all riled up on the Wheel of Fortune? Contestant questioned whether one of the answers was right. The three-day champion on the show, and anyway, the puzzle was for things that begin with the word kitchen, and this woman, she came up with three things, cabinet, towels, and sink. And then some of the fans got noisy. I find not necessarily the answer, but to see Sajak, I've seen some video of this, to see him get riled up, not what you would normally expect from him, but the video is there. It was from, when's November? November 25th was Wednesday, yeah, right? Okay, yeah, it was the Wednesday night broadcast. So if you want to see something out of character, check out Sajak on Wheel of Fortune. It's, where are we now? 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The first question is maybe a general or generic question. Why is the virus, the coronavirus, so dangerous, Ken?
It's so dangerous because it's a new virus. We have no immunity against it. And what it does is it, in a small segment, fortunately it's a small group, it overwhelms the immune system. So, you know, you talk about how you have such a wonderful immune system. Mm-hmm. If the immune system overacts, it can actually damage the body. And in a segment of people, a subset, the immune system acts so strongly against this virus and it overreacts and it actually stimulates clotting from head to toe. So you get enormous destruction, especially of lung tissue and other organs. But then you get clotting from head to toe. So you get heart attacks and strokes and clots in the lungs. Horrible, horrible illness for severe COVID-19.
Is it true that the virus has been mutating?
If it has, not a whole lot so far. Because
so why would it be less deadly then would be a question I'd ask with that?
Several reasons. There is some herd immunity developing. And so the virus has, a virus can't survive on its own. Unlike bacteria, fungus, they can survive on their own. A virus needs a living body, either an animal or a human, to live inside. So as fewer opportunities for the virus occur, it dies. That's why it doesn't kill everybody, because it will die, the virus. And the other thing is that we're getting to know how to treat this better. Therapeutics, especially steroids, have been shown to be effective, and we are learning when to intubate people, when not to. So just our experience how to treat this virus and our options, we now have these monoclonal antibodies that are are going to be very effective. That's why fewer people are dying. I don't think it's because the virus has, like Ebola, like some other viruses have, they've changed and become less deadly. Unfortunately, that has not yet occurred. And that's why you're seeing the infection rate increase.
All right. So is there a danger in diseases that don't result in visible symptoms like the coronavirus? They're transmissible by infected people, but some people may not have any symptoms. Isn't that, that's kind of a...
Well, it depends on the illness. If it's not a deadly illness, who cares? But if it is a potentially deadly illness like COVID-19, then we care a lot.
Right. So that happens. There is a... So with regard to prevention, I think that's something that's on people's minds, whether, you know, we all know our lives dramatically changed, certainly. Can people get back on track by focusing on prevention? Make sure that their immune system is healthy, as we've been discussing?
Prevention is the key, and, you know, that's why face masks, social distancing, keeping the hands clean and off your face, and also keeping your immune system up. Some vitamin C, vitamin D, some zinc, getting enough sleep, getting exercise, all very important. Eating a healthy diet.
A lot of somebody listening to us in Salt Lake City says that they've heard a lot of talk about peptides. Can they protect from viruses and other diseases? And what's a peptide anyhow?
Well, a peptide is a part of a protein. And, you know, we haven't yet come up with anything that we know of other than the list I just gave you from good science of what we know we can do to prevent.
Right. Lifestyle factors, though, are very important, are they not?
Well, lifestyle is very important. Diet, exercise, sleep, and as we talked about, social distancing. That's the irony. This is an indoor virus. And when we shove people cocoon in their homes, what we're realizing is much of this we're getting from those who we live with. And that's why some of these ideas of closing up and putting everybody inside is, does that really make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's, you and I were just talking off the air about this study, again, back to how many contradictions there are here, whether you should, this one doctor who says you shouldn't take CoQ10 and vitamin C, you've been telling me to do that for years.
Well, CoQ10 is naturally made by the body. There are certain drugs, especially statins, which sometimes can decrease the amount of CoQ10. That's a good thing.
That's why you told me to take CoQ10.
It has to have a context. You can't just say, this is good, this is bad. You have to see who it's for and what's the indication.
So it's an individual thing,
yes,
much as anything else. It's not a general blanket. It's got to be you. You've got to know in your own life what's going on.
Personalized medicine.
Good Day Health. And Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering his questions, answering your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.